You are Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And we are back with another episode of Locked On Ravens. I am your host, Kevin Ostreicher of Ravens Wire, and we return here. It is Thursday, unfortunately. There are no more crossover Thursdays here on Locked On Ravens with the Ravens losing to the Bills. We don't have any more crossovers because Baltimore will not play another game until hopefully August when the preseason hopefully is played, or September in the regular season. So on Thursdays, we're back into off-season mode, and usually at least at this point before free agency, before the draft, it means that we do some Ravens news, notes, and quotes because we get into the end of the season stuff. Players do some exit interviews, coaches do exit interviews and end of season stuff. So we're going to do a little bit of a Ravens news, notes, and quotes episode today. So we're going to talk about John Harbaugh, who had his end of season press conference yesterday, and he had a lot of interesting things to say. So we'll get into all of it, what he said, what it means, how much of it is coach speak, and how much of it is really true, and so much more. So we'll talk about John Harbaugh and what he had to say in the second and third segments. But in the first segment, I do want to finish up the mailbag that we started yesterday. We still have a lot of good questions to answer. We have three of them. So we'll talk about those, answer those, and then get into John Harbaugh's end of season press conference that happened yesterday in the second and third segments. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it right now. But before we do that, be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and where there's a podcast, we're there waiting Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Ravens and my personal account at ChaosRecord34 for any Ravens news, analysis, updates, mock draft, free agency, news, draft news, and more. So with all that being said, let's jump right in here, starting with our mailbag. We're going to finish it up here, and let's first start off with Cody, who has a statement here. He says, hashtag A-Rob to Baltimore. Now, obviously, Cody is referring to Allen Robinson, the Chicago Bears wide receiver, also formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, but Allen Robinson is by far and away the best free agent wide receiver in this class. Some people will maybe give that honor to Kenny Galladay, maybe Chris Godwin, but in my honest opinion, Allen Robinson is the best receiver in the 2021 free agent class. Over the course of his career, Robinson is just 1 yard shy of 6,000 yards. He has 457 career receptions to go along with 39 touchdowns. And in this season, the 2020 season, he had 102 receptions for 1,250 yards and 6 touchdowns. Now, the Chicago offense wasn't the best offense, so he didn't put up the touchdown numbers. But again, Robinson is someone who could come into Baltimore, be a number one receiver, and that's what Lamar Jackson needs. He needs that guy. He needs that veteran. A reason why I'm so against Baltimore taking a receiver in the first, second, third round, realistically, even throughout the entire draft process, if the cards fall the way that they do in terms of maybe the Ravens keep Miles Boykin and they have those four receivers going into either their second or third year. If Baltimore adds a fifth young guy, it's just too much. It's too much youth. And youth is a good thing. I'm not saying youth is a bad thing. Baltimore certainly has a lot of it. And they're setting themselves up well for the future. But you need to have veterans like Willie Snead and like Dez Bryant. And you need to have that good veteran number one, even if you're not a passing offense. Baltimore is definitely a run-first offense. But to add Allen Robinson to this team, and again, it takes a specific type of receiver to want to come to Baltimore and not probably get a lot of receptions, not get a lot of yards, not get a lot of touchdowns, but they'll be winning. And that's what John Harbaugh talked about in his press conference. We'll talk about that here in the second and third segments. But Robinson is someone who would certainly be a welcome addition to the Baltimore Ravens. The issue is with money. Money seems to be the problem for the entire league. The salary cap is going to drop because of COVID. And right now, as the salary cap stands, the Ravens are probably going to have around $10 million, probably a little bit more, but still, that's not a lot to work with, especially when Baltimore has to worry about re-signing some of their own guys, such as Yannick Ngakoue and a couple others. They don't have a ton of needs in terms of their own guys, but, you know, they definitely do need to re-sign some edge guys and potentially some wide receivers, Gus Edwards as well. So there are a couple things there. So what does Baltimore do with the remainder of the money that they have? Well, I don't know if it's going to be enough to sign Allen Robinson. I'm sure that Robinson would definitely entertain Baltimore, but it's something to keep an eye on. I would also keep an eye on guys like T.Y. Hilton and A.J. Green, the veteran receivers who might not need a huge, huge payday in order to be happy. They just want to win, and Baltimore gives them that opportunity, and they're not necessarily the stud, elite, top 10 wide receiver in the league, number one guy for Lamar Jackson, but it would certainly be an upgrade, and Baltimore certainly just needs to look for upgrades in any way they can. So I'm definitely on the Allen Robinson to Baltimore train, but it just has to work out money-wise. It has to work out fit-wise for him. So we'll see how that all pans out over the course of these next few months. Our next question comes from Ravens in the UK, and they ask, in order, what positions do we draft first to last? Also, any additional trades? Love the show, man. Well, thank you for your support. I really do appreciate that. In order, the Ravens, they currently have the 27th pick, and that'll be their first-round selection. Baltimore will also have a second-round selection that will fall to pick 58. Baltimore traded their third-round pick in the Yannick Ngakoue deal, so that is a no-go for them, but they will potentially get some compensatory picks. We don't know exactly where those will be yet, but Baltimore also has a fourth-round pick at number 122, a fifth-round pick at number 152, and a sixth-round pick at 186. The Ravens traded their seventh-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe it was, in a deal with Chris Wormley for their fifth-round selection. And then for Baltimore, they don't have another one of their fifth-round picks because of that was traded in the Yannick Ngakoue deal. So a first-round pick at pick number 27, number 58 in the second round, number 122 in the fourth round, number 152 in the fifth round, and number 186 in the sixth round. But that is also pending the compensatory picks, which could push back their picks from number 122, 152, and 186 back because they will be adding picks in this draft. Our final question here comes from Young Smooth, and they ask, when are we hiring a new offensive coordinator, and are we going to get a true X wide receiver? In terms of the first point here, when are we hiring a new offensive coordinator? Not this offseason. The Ravens have made it clear, and John Harbaugh made it clear again, we'll talk about that in the second and third segments, that the Ravens will most likely not be moving on from Greg Roman. He is going to get another chance, and that's something I was really saying ever since Baltimore did lose to Buffalo, and my reasoning was Baltimore went on that six-game winning streak, including the playoffs against Tennessee. You know, if it had been different, if the Ravens had not made the playoffs, I could have definitely seen them making a change, but just because the Ravens don't move on from Greg Roman here doesn't mean that stuff isn't going to change. And in terms of the second point here, when are we going to get a true X wide receiver? You know, the Ravens are going to get that guy this offseason, but it's just a matter of how good will they be and how will they utilize him. The Ravens got that X receiver in Dez Bryant, and they did not use him. They honestly did Dez Bryant a little bit dirty, especially based off the clips that he posted on Instagram, because it looked like he was working corners in practice. He was working Marlon Humphrey in practice. So the Ravens definitely need to get that X wide receiver. Is that a guy like A.J. Green, or is it a guy like Allen Robinson? What is the amount of money that they are going to spend at that position? We'll see. But they are going to get a true X wide receiver. They certainly need one, and it doesn't look like a guy like Miles Boykin is fit for the role at this point. It doesn't look like Devin Duvernay is going to be that guy either. The Ravens have guys who work out of the slot really well. Marquise Brown works out of the slot well, although you would like to have him on the outside. Devin Duvernay can operate out of the slot, and James Prochet is primarily a slot receiver. So Baltimore needs to get some outside guys, and I'd certainly expect that to be a key need for them heading into the offseason. We're going to head into our first break now, and when we return, we'll be talking about John Harbaugh's end-of-season press conference, so stay tuned for that, and we will be right back. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need into a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On, the How'd You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. The NFL regular season is finished and the playoffs have begun. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And we return with our second segment of this Locked On Ravens Thursday edition episode. Your host, Kevin Allstriker, still here with you. And we just talked about the remainder of our mailbag questions, but now let's dive into John Harbaugh's end-of-season press conference that he had with the media. And there were a lot of good quotes that John Harbaugh had throughout this. It provided insight into what he was thinking. It provided some insight into what the team was thinking as well in terms of their mindsets with key players, with contract extensions, with how they view the offense, how they view the defense as well, coordinator staff changes, and a bunch more. So we're going to talk about this in the second and third segments here. I'm going to talk about a few points John Harbaugh made in this segment here, in the second segment, and then in the third segment. We'll just continue and talk about more points that Harbaugh had, because it is important to get into what the mindset of the head coach is and what he thinks about this team. And so let's start off here with the first point I want to talk about with John Harbaugh, who said, quote, "I'm proud of the effort. I really thought the coaches did an excellent job across the board," end quote. And this is something about just how the Ravens played. He was proud of the team, proud of the players, proud of the coaches. And look, to be completely honest, I would be if I'm John Harbaugh. I'd be proud too. This season for me, I've said it once and I'll say it again, this was a successful year for the Baltimore Ravens. Again, the end goal for any franchise is a Super Bowl. It's obviously very disappointing, very upsetting that the Ravens didn't make it to the big game, didn't win the big game, and that they couldn't make it farther than the divisional round for the second year in a row. And, you know, they make the playoffs for three straight years and with Lamar Jackson at the helm, and they can't advance past the divisional round. But again, this Ravens team, they're 6-5. They look dead in the water. They have to win every game to get into the playoffs. The only scenario where Baltimore didn't have to win a game to get into the postseason this year was if they were to lose to the New York Giants, because that was an NFC opponent and it wouldn't factor into their AFC record. But even then, some things would have had to have happened for Baltimore. So they got the help they needed. They win their last five games. They rediscover their offense. They find an offensive line combination that works out, at least until the divisional round. They find Lamar Jackson and they give him some time to say, hey, look, we know the type of player that you want to be, but let's kind of ease you along there and get you to a player we know you can be over time. And that's the goal for Lamar Jackson throughout this offseason going into next year. But over those last 5-6 weeks, I mean, they really let Lamar Jackson just be Lamar Jackson. And he found his stride. Again, the offense was trying to find their identity. Mark Ingram early in the year said, yeah, look, we're still trying to find our identity. And they found it over the course of those last 5 weeks, the best rushing offense in the NFL. Now, the pass offense is a bit of a different story. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, the Ravens just, you know, they found that identity. And again, it's weird. The top rushing offense from 2019 somehow needs to figure out whether they're a run or pass offense. You know, I don't think that was something that a lot of people expected. But they went out, they found it, they won those five games, they got a playoff berth, they won in the playoffs to get over that hump. And, you know, they grew. And I think that I'd be very proud if I were John Harbaugh. I am very proud as I am. So for the Ravens, this was a successful season, but now they have to grow on it. Now, in my eyes, the expectations are higher. You have to get to the AFC Championship or beyond to deem it a successful season next year. If not, I suspect serious changes across the board, coaches, players, will be made. Not so serious that Lamar Jackson isn't on the team, but, you know, Lamar Jackson is the franchise quarterback. You have to build around him for success. You can't get complacent. So that's where you have to be if you're a franchise. Don't get complacent. Continue to grow. And if Baltimore can't make it past the divisional round for the fourth year in a row, something has to change and something big has to change. The next point from John Harbaugh, quote, "We're not where we want to be. You're not where you want to be unless you win a Super Bowl," end quote. And that's exactly what I was talking about. The Ravens' end goal is to win a Super Bowl. They are very disappointed they did not get there. And a lot of people are probably disappointed they did not get there. This team had a lot of potential, even with losing Tavon Young for the year, Ronnie Stanley for the year. They lose Nick Boyle for the year. They have plenty of injuries. They have the COVID outbreak throughout their facility. They have subpar play they have to deal with, snap issues, this, that, and the other. You know, this Ravens team, they really defied all the odds, and people expected them to make the big game regardless of that, because that's how special the pieces are on both offense and defense, and even looking at special teams as well. But Baltimore is nowhere close to where they need to be. I think they're a few pieces away, but they have to put it all together, and that's a big factor in why Baltimore might not necessarily be as close as other teams, because they have to factor in that part of it. They have to learn together. They have to continue to grow together. Whereas teams like Kansas City and Green Bay right now, you know, they've kind of gone through those ups and downs, and they're there now. They're ready. They went through the growing pains. You know, Green Bay, you know, they're on their way to maybe another Super Bowl. Kansas City, maybe they go back to back. But those elite teams, they just go in and they dominate. They have those veteran leaders, and with each year of experience for Lamar Jackson, I mean, it's just so valuable for him, and we'll start to see that growth. This year four for Lamar Jackson coming up is huge. We're going to see him grow a ton on the field and off of it, and that's where this team takes the next step. The team has to grow together again, and then Baltimore will enter the realm of teams like Kansas City, like Green Bay, even like Buffalo, because Buffalo has certainly ascended to that point with the way that they grew throughout the year. But Baltimore has to get the pieces like Buffalo did. Buffalo goes out and gets Stephon Diggs. So Baltimore is not where they want to be. They have to make it to the Super Bowl and win it to get to where they want to be. Another point John Harbaugh made was that he spoke to Lamar Jackson and said that he's feeling better and working through his concussion. Now, there were no guarantees that if the Ravens actually did come back in the game against Buffalo and make it to the AFC Championship, that the Ravens would actually have Lamar Jackson available. Lamar Jackson suffered that nasty hit. He ends up going down hard on his head. Concussion for him, it's the diagnosis. And I'm just glad Lamar Jackson is feeling better. Concussions are always a scary thing. You never want anybody in the NFL or anybody anywhere really to get a concussion. It's terrifying in some instances. So for the Ravens, it's fortunate that he is feeling better. I'm glad he is feeling better. And hopefully as he works through this, you know, he'll be healthy. He'll go through all the necessary things he needs to go through. He'll be able to work out in the offseason. I highly recommend Jordan Palmer, but I think Lamar Jackson is pretty loyal to his quarterback coach in Josh Harris, I believe his name is. So for the Ravens, I'm very happy that Lamar Jackson is getting healthy from that concussion, or working through it at least, and I know the organization is as well. Another point that John Harbaugh made was that they have assistant coaches interviewing elsewhere, and they had some guys interview elsewhere yesterday. James Urban interviewed with the Lions for their offensive coordinator position. Chris Hewitt, the Ravens' secondary coach, ended up interviewing with the Jacksonville Jaguars for their defensive coordinator job. So there's a lot of different moving pieces here for Baltimore. They already lost linebacker coach Mike McDonald to Michigan, the University of Michigan, as he is their new defensive coordinator. Jesse Minter, the Ravens' defensive backs coach. I think I said Chris Hewitt was the secondary coach, defensive backs coach. Chris Hewitt is, I think, the defensive pass game coordinator. I think that's his new role, so my apologies on that. But Jesse Minter goes to Vanderbilt to be their defensive coordinator. So Baltimore's linebacker coach and defensive back coach both leave for the college ranks. James Urban interviewed for the offensive coordinator job in Detroit, as I mentioned. Chris Hewitt, defensive coordinator job with the Jaguars. And Joe Cullen, the Ravens defensive line coach, interviewed with the Jaguars for their defensive coordinator job. So there's a lot of interviews for these Ravens assistant coaches. And look, the Ravens have been a coach goldmine for teams looking for head coaches, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. There are plenty of guys in the Ravens organization who deserve those jobs, but there is going to be somewhat of a coach turnaround. I mean, David Culley interviewed for the Texans head coaching job. So there are a lot of people who are potentially getting looked at for these defensive coordinator positions, offensive coordinator positions. So we'll see how that ends up affecting the team in terms of which coaches they bring in. How is that going to change Don Martindale's scheme? Will these new coaches be in tune with it? Will they want to add some more ideas to it? So we'll see what ends up happening. But the Ravens do have a bunch of assistants who have already left for different opportunities or are interviewing for different opportunities. Another thing that John Harbaugh talked about was that his pass game needs to be more efficient. He said, quote, "The pass game needs to be more efficient. We need to be better. We need to improve what they're doing," end quote. And a lot of people on this one have been calling for Greg Roman's head, David Culley's head. But the Ravens just need the personnel, and they also need to diversify the scheme. I don't think necessarily that means Greg Roman is going to get fired. We'll talk about that in this third segment upcoming. And spoiler alert, he's not going anywhere, it seems like. But you know, the Ravens, they have a historic offense, and it's just in the run phase. They don't have a historic pass offense. They're not that type of team, and that's okay. My philosophy is the team has to get yards where they can get yards, and that's really what it is for this team. That's fine. As long as you get the yards, as long as you're getting the first downs, as long as you're scoring the touchdowns, it doesn't matter how pretty it looks. It doesn't matter how far the ball travels in the air. As long as you're getting those points on the board, getting the yards, to me it doesn't matter. But at the same time, I do agree. Baltimore cannot be the 32nd passing offense, last in the league. They need to get Lamar Jackson weapons that will help him progress as a quarterback. It will help the run offense progress off of it. I mean, it all just goes hand in hand, much like I was talking about throughout the whole season. It's such an imperative offseason for this Ravens team, such an important one to get the offense right. The offense did not have the investments that the defense had. The defense is one of the most expensive in the NFL. The offense is one of the cheapest in the NFL. The Ravens need to be able to diversify their spending, and that will help this team go far. Invest in the offensive line, invest in some pass catchers for Lamar Jackson, invest in another tight end. That will be the turning point for this offense. And Baltimore, Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh, they have to be the ones to be able to okay that, go out there, not be afraid to lose some talent on defense while being able to solidify their offense. We're going to head into our final break now, and when we return, we'll continue talking about John Harbaugh's end-of-season press conference, so stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back. And we return here with our final segment of this Locked On Ravens Thursday edition. Kevin Ostreicher still talking with you here, and we just talked a bit about John Harbaugh and what he had to say during his season-ending press conference. So now we're going to get back into it because there is still plenty more to dive into. And we talked about how Harbaugh said the pass game needs to be more efficient. Well, Greg Roman is certainly going to be a part of that, it seems like, in 2021, as Harbaugh said that he expects both Greg Roman and Wink Martindale to be back next season. And look, in my opinion, it's honestly the right move. I think Greg Roman earned another shot with his 6-game winning streak, including the playoffs that they put together, but things have to change with him. If he continues to neglect the pass game, if the pass game continues to look terrible by week 5, that will be when I'm looking to get rid of Greg Roman, because the offense cannot stay complacent. You cannot stay complacent with being a terrible pass offense and a great rush team. It'll get you to the playoffs, but it won't take you much farther than that. So you have to be able to be efficient in both phases. And if you're asking, wait, how do you know that a great run offense and a bad pass offense won't get you far? Well, the Ravens have had it 3 years in a row now, and they haven't made it past the divisional round. That's just the unfortunate truth that has been dug up from this, is that the Ravens need to be a better passing offense. Lamar Jackson certainly has the arm talent to be the quarterback to lead that passing offense, but it's now up to the Ravens organization to get the weapons. It's now up to Greg Roman and David Culley, if David Culley returns, to get the scheme where it needs to be. Multiple Baltimore players have voiced their displeasures about Greg Roman, and that's not good. If that gets to a boiling point, Greg Roman could easily be gone. It's something where the Ravens had to value the culture, value the team over a certain coordinator that has had some decent rushing success. I mean, he's had one of the best rushing offenses in the entire NFL for the past 2 seasons, so that's nothing to scoff at. And then for Don Martindale, I mean, Don Martindale is one of the better defensive coordinators, if not the best defensive coordinator in the entire league. The players love him. The coaches love him. He's loved throughout Baltimore. He's someone who is perfect, perfect to be the Ravens defensive coordinator, and I'm very glad he will be returning. John Harbaugh also said he disagrees with the criticism that the Ravens' passing concepts are too vanilla and basic. He says, quote, "We run all the routes. We've got all the concepts." He says he's not worried about the outside perception. He said, quote, "We'll build the passing game around our players," end quote. And this is a fine statement. I mean, Baltimore does run the routes. They do have the concepts. That doesn't mean they execute them well. Part of it comes down to execution. It's not all on Greg Roman. It's also not all on the players. There's a fault in both sides here, where the Ravens simply don't have the pass scheme and don't have the pass personnel. When you don't have either, that's going to haunt you. It's going to run you dry in the pass offense. You're going to be forced to rely on non-existent pass concepts that, you know, people are drawing up here week in, week out, saying, hey, this will work. We'll do it in practice. It works. But then we've seen that Baltimore doesn't use it in games. Des Bryant posts those Instagram clips where he's beating corners one-on-one, and we don't see him used anywhere in the playoffs, pretty much. So it's crazy to think about how complex this Ravens offense is, but then how much of that actually makes it to game day. The Ravens have to bring more creativity in the pass offense to game day. So sure, they run the routes. Yeah, they got all the concepts. I agree with that, but they have to use them better. And they also build the pass game around his players, he said. That's fine too, but they have to get better players to build it around. I mean, at some point, you're going to roll out Miles Boykin for his 60th career game and he's not going to do anything again. Unfortunately, I mean, he has seemingly all the potential in the world, but if he keeps giving you that week in and week out, you have to find better players. And that's just simply what it is. Marquise Brown has shown you that he can be built around in the pass game, and that's great. Devin Duvernay has shown some flashes. James Crochet has shown some flashes. But now get Lamar Jackson, the other weapons. You obviously build it around Mark Andrews. And, you know, you can bring Nick Boyle back and he can be somewhat part of it. But the Ravens need some more weapons for Lamar Jackson. You can build a pass offense around your players. That's fine. You don't have to have Julio on one side and Odell Beckham on the other. That's fine. But you have to be able to build a better pass offense around the players that you have. And you also have to get better players for Lamar Jackson to throw the football to. You know, it's a double-edged sword here. So Baltimore definitely has a lot of work to do this offseason. John Harbaugh also said that he is, quote, totally certain, end quote, that Lamar Jackson will ultimately sign a long-term contract with the Ravens. This is something I agree with. I think Lamar Jackson is in Baltimore to stay. I know some people are kind of worried now about Lamar Jackson potentially wanting that Deshaun Watson situation where the organization fails him and he wants out. He wants to go somewhere else. You know, he's tired. But I think this organization, this Baltimore organization, loves Lamar Jackson. They love what he brings to the table. And Lamar Jackson loves Baltimore. You know, Baltimore embraced Lamar Jackson with open arms. They've believed in him. They've stuck up for him, supported him, watched him grow. He loves the team. He loves his teammates. I'm all for Lamar Jackson signing an extension for Baltimore. I still think it's going to be a lot less than Patrick Mahomes unless he wins a Super Bowl. But if he does, then that's automatically, to me, adding $100 million to that contract. But if he does not win the Super Bowl, I expect it to be a lot less than Patrick Mahomes, but a little bit more than Deshaun Watson. So just a tiny bit more, you know, not too much, but I still think Baltimore will be able to sign Lamar Jackson to a long-term contract extension, one that both sides will be extremely happy with. John Harbaugh, when talking about Lamar Jackson, said, quote, he's a young player still and he's going to continue to grow. Lamar is just embarking on that, just starting on that. The truth is that he needs to get better just like all the players, end quote. And yeah, I agree with the statement. Harbaugh said that Jackson is somebody who is there. You know, he has proved that he has all the potential in the world. He's proved that he can go out and win Baltimore big games. But now the next step is to continue to grow. Get some better deep ball accuracy. Throw the ball outside the numbers a bit more. And show defenses that you are really a jack-of-all-trades guy where you can run the football, you can throw the football, you can do whatever, you can catch the football. You know, whatever he needs to do to this offense and to help this offense, you know, he can do it. But obviously the key point for him is throwing the football a bit better. And it's okay to admit that there are some people in the league who are better throwers than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson just turned 24. He's still learning. That's okay. But I do think that Jordan Palmer will be somebody to really help out Lamar Jackson. He worked with Josh Allen and did a lot of things to help him in the offseason and actually went on Colin Cowherd after, I think, Week 14's game against Cleveland and talked about where Lamar Jackson needs to improve and how he would do that. So that's a really interesting video. But for Lamar Jackson, it's time for him to grow up again. You know, each season it's about him growing and growing and growing and growing, taking next step after next step. And they don't all have to come in one season. You know, you don't have to suddenly become the best quarterback in the world, the best quarterback of all time. That takes time. People just need to be patient with him, and the results will certainly come. That's all that I have for you today. When we get back here tomorrow, it's more Ravens talk from us. So stay tuned for that, and I will see you tomorrow.